In Brazil, a flood in the mountainous towns north of Rio de Janeiro have killed more than 600 people. They are now saying it is the worst natural disaster in Brazil's history, and weather forecasters say more rain is on the way. Joining us live from Rio de Janeiro is Stuart Grudgings, a Reuters senior correspondent who's been covering the flooding there. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
So at this point, we don't actually know what the death toll is simply because there are regions there that are still inaccessible. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. The death toll now, as it stands, at 640, but there's a good chance it'll be significantly higher. News sources are reporting there's at least 120 people missing. It could be more from what I've seen. I spoke to people who had very large families, as Brazilians do, and they lost half their families, and they've still only found half of the bodies so far. So there's still, for sure, a lot of bodies trapped under the torrent of mud and water and rocks that came down, and it's going to take days, if not weeks, to have a final toll, I think.
Well, there's a great deal of blame from some quarters going towards the government and saying that they simply did not invest in preparation or prevention in this particular region north of Rio de Janeiro. What is the government's response to criticism, and what kind of relief aid are they sending?
Well, the progress has been painfully slow, which has certainly frustrated many residents. The shelter and support operations in the main town centers have appeared to go fairly well for the around 13,000 people who have been made homeless. The problem has more been in getting search and rescue teams to remote areas where there's still quite a few residents that are isolated. And there has been some criticism both of the at the federal level and the local level. So far, though, most of the criticism has been towards local and state authorities for not preparing well and not coordinating the rescue and search efforts very well. But there is a broader problem in Brazil, throughout Brazil, of a lack of planning and a lack of infrastructure, and that was seen in this area in the many houses that were destroyed that were built without planning, without engineers, and were turned out to be very vulnerable to what happens.
And this is definitely a natural disaster that may continue. As we understand, they're forecasting more rain for this week. And there's, of course, the looming threat of disease. They're worried that both tetanus or diphtheria could rip through the population there north of Rio de Janeiro. What kind of warnings is the government giving to residents?
Yeah, it's told people to avoid contact with contaminated water, and it is handing out shots of tetanus and diseases that could be borne by water, and there is a danger of more rain. There are forecasts of more rain coming. So, but the hope is that all the land that came down has come down. So hopefully there won't be more landslides.
All right, that is Stuart Grudgings. He's a Reuters senior correspondent. He's covering the floods in Brazil. He joined us from Rio de Janeiro. He's talking about a series of floods and landslides in towns north of Rio de Janeiro, the mountainous region there. They've killed more than 600 people. Death toll still unknown.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.